There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Ahead on NFL Live, Jalen Ramsey is a Jag no more. The star corner headed to the West Coast after Jacksonville agreed to trade him to the Rams. We'll look at what this means for both teams for the remainder of the season. A couple of teams making a switch at quarterback. The Titans turn to Ryan Tannehill instead of Marcus Mariota, and the Dolphins will opt for Ryan Fitzpatrick after Josh Rosen was benched last week. And the powerful story of DeAndre Hopkins and the unbreakable bond and deep devotion he has for his mother. You do not want to miss this incredible story. Also, news this afternoon regarding another quarterback. Bears QB Mitchell Trubisky will practice today, and head coach Matt Nagy said he is cautiously optimistic that Trubisky will start Sunday against the Saints. Happy to have you with us on this Wednesday. I'm Wendy Nix. Dan Orlovsky is here. Josina Anderson, Marcus Spears, and coach Jack Del Rio. Also, Trubisky telling us he will have to wear a harness on his left shoulder, so his non-throwing shoulder. And, Marcus, you made this point earlier. It's if you can play and if you can play well, and those are two different questions.
Yeah, and I'm not sure Mitch is to the point where he can be not at full strength and stick the level you need to as a starting quarterback in the NFL. With that being said, it's not my decision to make. These are doctors' decisions. But I know if I'm making that decision, Mitch, where are you? Like, are you 95%? Are you 100%? Are you 80? Because you're a different player if you're not 100, in my opinion.
Yeah, to that point, there's two things about Mitchell's game that certainly helps him play at his best. One, they designed some runs for him. So is Matt Nagy going to do that and expose him to some hits? And then the second thing is really the best part about his game is his running around, his creativity, his making plays. Well, is he going to feel comfortable doing that, knowing that he's harnessed up and, again, having to take a third down hit in the open field? Like, where is his comfort level going to be with that is the big question for me.
His left shoulder. It's his left shoulder.
Sure. Left shoulder. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Not his throwing shoulder.
Okay.
Let's go.
Says the coach after three.
There it is.
Let's go. All right, let's go in terms of Jalen Ramsey. We'll talk about this. He finally got what he wanted. The end result, the disgruntled corner headed to the Los Angeles Rams. The Jaguars finally relented and sent Ramsey to the West Coast for first-round draft picks, two of them, one in 2020, one in 2021, also a fourth-rounder in the 2021 draft. Here's a statement for Jaguars Executive VP Tom Coughlin. Given the situation with Jalen, we made this decision based on what we thought is in the best interest of the Jacksonville Jaguars for this season and well into the future. We feel the trade that we struck with the Rams gives us great value for the next two drafts and remain confident that our team today will compete this season for a division title. Jalen was a productive player, but the time came to move on, and we wish him and his family the best in Los Angeles. Here's head coach Doug Marrone.
Obviously, I had a good relationship with him, and we were working together to get him healthy and get him on the field. And that's what my focus was, so he can get on the field and help us, you know, win football games. And Now I'm concentrating on the players out of here and getting our guys, you know, focused on Cincinnati. I think in this league, nothing ever really surprises me anymore. Especially from the business side of things. I found out kind of like everybody else did late last night. You know, Dave came in and told me.
Rams reporter Lindsay Theory joins us from L.A. And, Lindsay, listen, there's been a lot of coming and going and all kind of roster changes. What's the general reaction to all of the news from the Rams this week?
Wendy, well, for a team that's 3-3 and in the midst of a three-game losing streak, there is certainly a renewed buzz and energy at the team facility this morning. Now, I am told that Jalen Ramsey is en route to Los Angeles, and he's expected here later this afternoon, where the Rams do expect that he will pass his physical, and I am told that he could be on the field for them as soon as Sunday against the Falcons. Now, this could be viewed as a move where the Rams are going all in once again to try to make a repeat Super Bowl run. but I am told the Rams really believe that this is a move for their long-term future. Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters are playing this season on expiring contracts. Ramsey has another season left, and the Rams do intend to sign him to a long-term extension. Now, as you mentioned, he's not the only new face here at the facility today. Kenny Young and Austin Corbett also were here. They have passed their physicals, though it remains to be seen if they will be at practice later this afternoon. And one more note, Wendy, safety John Johnson is headed to injured reserve because of a shoulder injury.
Lindsay, thank you. It was a rare blockbuster trade a few weeks now before the trading deadline. Ramsey joined a small handful of veteran players traded for multiple first-round picks in the last 30 years or so. Khalil Mack and Jay Cutler both garnered big offers from the Bears. The Dolphins moved two first-rounders for Ricky Williams, and it took big hauls to get Herschel Walker and Eric Dickerson. Listen, we can go back to the Jags, but since Jalen Ramsey is moving on to the Rams, let's start, Dan, with what he means for the L.A. Rams right now.
Well, Wade Phillips now gets to play defense the way he wants to. Wade Phillips really wants to play in your face on the line of scrimmage with the defensive line, pressure, and then in your face on the outside with man cover corners. He hasn't been able to do that, to be honest with you, with Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters is not played good man-to-man coverage, and he's a better zone corner. So now Wade, having Jalen, gets the opportunity to get back to calling defense the way he wants to do it. I'll be really interested to see if they use Jalen the way we watched Bill Belichick use Darrelle Revis, where you put him on the team's best number two receiver, and then everybody else gets to get double teams opposing for the opposing offense. But it makes their defense significantly better.
That's the Champ Bailey, the Deion Sanders. I mean, the great corners, you can do that. You lock him up and then roll to the other side. And I think you'll see that. The other thing that was curious for me was that Tom Coughlin mentioned that the Jaguars were better this year and going forward. Now, I think maybe either that was miswritten or misspoken because they're not better by getting a great player out of there. So I disagree with that.
You want to text him and ask him if he misquoted himself?
Yeah. I'll text him.
Okay, there you
go. Check with Coach.
Joe, listen, you were spot on. Jalen Ramsey never changed his stance, which is what you asserted from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And it, I would assume, just finally came to a point where it just made no sense to have him on a roster when he wasn't going to play.
Well, when this transaction happened yesterday, the first thing came to my mind is how confident the people I was always talking to that this was going to work out for Jalen Ramsey. Like, there was no fretting. I didn't hear any fear. And then now that this has resolved itself in the way that it has, it kind of plays into the tone that I've been hearing all along. Now, I was talking to a source obviously familiar with Jalen Ramsey. They said that he's excited, considering this a fresh start, to be with the Rams. I think one of the questions that I had in talking to a Rams source last night was, why not hold on to Marcus Peters to have him opposite Jalen Ramsey in terms of making this move now? One thing that the Rams source said to me is that it looked like it just was clear that Les Snead did not want to pay Marcus Peters beyond this year, as he's eligible for unrestricted free agency next year. And it was better just to rip off, quote unquote, the Band-Aid now. So then it becomes, well, who is opposite Jalen Ramsey for this game against the Atlanta Falcons? They mentioned that 2017, when Nickell Robey-Coleman first came to the team, that he did fill in for Aqib Talib on the outside, first and second down, and then on nickel they would have him, on third down have him go to nickel, or sometimes have Troy Hill on the outside and then have NRC in the middle. So expect something like that or a combination of that against the Falcons. Either way, Julio Jones is going to see a completely different secondary.
Yeah, he is. And Marcus, let me ask you this. They started 3-0. As you heard, Lindsay, they're 3-3. So there are some issues, at least in very recent history. Does this solve the Rams' problems in the short term?
No, because the opposite side of the ball is atrocious right now. And that's been their issue as far as being up front. Now, what I will say is it does play into them getting better, though. Like, we can focus on golf and what this offense has been doing. But with a guy like Jalen Ramsey, not only does he help Aaron Donald, give him maybe a half a second more to get to the quarterback, he also may be able to steal a possession or two for you in this offense that is struggling. Not just interceptions, just getting off the field on third down. And that's what lockdown corners can do that. They make everything easier. I played with one of the best defensive players who I think ever played in the game, in DeMarcus Ware. And all 10 of us was better for it. Everybody on the defense benefited from the fact that 94 was out there. So Aaron Donald gets another piece on the back end that can help him hold off quarterbacks for a second for him to get there. And that's really all I can think about. So maybe you do have one or two more offensive possessions because you did make this this trade for Jalen Ramsey?
Well, that point is paramount, right?
Like, it is.
Joe brings up it could be Hill, it could be Nicole Roby-Coleman. And people might think, like, those aren't starting corners in the NFL. But when you have the help over the top that you now will be able to help, they're better corners, right?
Yes.
Because Jalen's by himself and you trust him so much. So that is the big point.
But still, why not hold on to Marcus? Because you didn't have to do that right now. I mean, you could still acquire Jalen Ramsey prior to the trade deadline, hold on to Marcus Peters. If you wanted to let him go by the end of the season, still do that. He would still have enough time to, you know, curate free agency
right. And
still have that level of talent because, you know, Marcus is just playing the outside and you can still swing NRC in the nickel. So, I mean, I'm curious about the timing on that, especially now that you hear that Johnson is down in the secondary
yeah. And
then Aqib Talib may come back, but that's not for another 8 games. You're still trying to compete for the postseason this year, I would think.
I would imagine.
Surely, I think so.
I would imagine they had a player that they liked, a linebacker's position that they needed, and a player that they liked. I mean,
The game tape that I've seen, Marcus Peters is not having a great year. So,
Well, I mean, look, they're on a 3-game losing streak. They're 29th against the pass. You know, I understand that. But, you know, this is also a player that was on the backside for you last year when you guys did go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm assuming he didn't forget football overnight. So there's some things that are just not working. But, I don't think he lost his ability overnight is what I'm
saying. No, he hasn't lost his ability.
Yeah.
He's got great ball skills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a ball hawk. I mean, he'll go get you some interceptions. Mm-hmm. But the one thing he's not doing or hasn't done on the tape I've seen,
yeah. He's
not really a willing tackler. And that's
JoJo, I would answer your question. It's probably a part of the whole deal,
mm-hmm.
right? When you see trades happen, like Marcus Peters going somewhere and then them going to get Jalen Ramsey, it probably was a package. You don't correlate the two because they're separate transactions, but I'm sure the Rams had an idea that these things need to fall in place in order for us to make this move.
And the money.
And everything that I've ever seen, like when I was playing in the league, a lot of the structure was this domino piece means that this domino piece could happen. And it could be that. I'm not saying that they couldn't have held on to Marcus Peters. But sometimes when these front offices are making decisions, a lot of things that are we don't necessarily connect or connecting for them and what they
want to
do.
You know, it's akin to the Browns, I think, you know, needing to have held on to Duke Johnson while Hunt is out, you know, to fill that gap to help you during this season. I mean, yes, you have a third-round pick in exchange, but how is that helping you right now?
Let me ask you this quickly. Will Jalen Ramsey, and don't tell me about the back injury. I'm assuming that...
Well, my neck and my back.
He's been healed. Anyway,
I already know you want to say something.
Does he play this week?
Yeah, they'll have a package for him. And again, it's... Cover that guy. Wherever he goes, you cover him. So I would imagine they'll have a package for him.
And with all the acupuncture and the yoga on the beach.
Why can't he just catch the Holy Spirit and just do what
he
does?
That's what I said. It's divine intervention.
Come on now. I have to step out my shoes.
It's yoga and acupuncture.
Whatever it is, he's going to be on the field.
Zen.
And the Rams host the Ravens Monday Night Football Week 12. So that means Jalen Ramsey versus Marcus Peters.
Yes.
Wendy, look at me.
Oh, okay.
Is that Rafiki?
Our Week 7 Monday night matchup has Tom Brady and his 6-0 Patriots traveling to MetLife Stadium. They'll face Sam Darnold and the Jets, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. On ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app, our coverage begins with Monday night countdown at 6 o'clock. And the way things are going, it's possible to see more scoring from that Patriots defense than the Jets offense. That's because the Patriots D and special teams have combined to score as many touchdowns this season as the Jets. That would be 5. But if you missed Hat Tuesday, Coach had that Jets helmet out. He had it, you know, front and center.
Right.
And you believe there is a way, all jokes aside, that Sam Darnold and this Jets offense match up pretty well with this Patriots defense. Walk me through it.
Well, first of all, the New England Patriots defense is rolling right now. They're number one in the league, all right, 234 yards. 8 points a game. That's all they're giving up, okay? So they dominated. The first time around, all right, they went up against a guy named Luke Falk, who's not even on the team anymore, okay? And here we have a 3rd and 6, and you see there's an opportunity. Look up top. There's a rub route wide open, all right? Jamison Crowder wide open, has a chance to catch and run, get a first down. Incomplete punt, okay? So that's not good, all right? So you just see that they're just feasting on the guy, okay? He doesn't know where to go with the ball. He holds on to it too long. He's getting pressured, all right, taking sacks, putting the ball on the ground. I mean, they're just things that are not good, all right? So when you look at it, the run game can get going nowhere, all right? They're able to just sit on the run. They're able to hassle the quarterback. Third and three right here, okay? You got to be able to convert these. You get to third and three. No chance.
No can do.
No, no chance. So, all right. So enter. And we got one more little highlight of Luke, because this is another example. Third and two. Third and two. There's a guy open at the sticks.
Right there.
Okay, but instead of doing that, no. We're going to throw it down the field to the open safety. There's nobody else in all right, even in the picture. Okay? Now enter Sam Darnold. Okay? A whole different,
please,
whole different feel.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Look at the decisiveness. Look at him put the ball on the money. You can't put it any better right there for Demaryius Thomas. That ball is a dime.
That's a dime.
Okay, right on the numbers. All right, perfect. All right, how about this? That little rub route we saw earlier, watch these two receivers. Little rub route, third and four right here. All right, Sam Darnold at the helm. There's a nice little touch pass to Jamison Crowder. Okay, a big play in the game. He's got big play opportunity. Demaryius Thomas again. Look at the ball placement. Okay, running away for leverage. All right, so because of that, and because of the way G-Money, Greg Williams, has the defense role in there.
G-Money.
All right, with Jamal Adams and the like. I just think they'll keep it close enough and have a chance to win 23-20. That's my guess.
Oh, I like how he's just going to say, and have a chance. Oh, but 23-20.
Who are they playing again?
That's sweet.
The New England Patriots, the defending Super Bowl champs, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, the whole bit.
He's clear on that.
You think the windows will be like that Sunday for Sam?
He can put it there.
No.
I'm not saying.
Coach, no.
I recognize how good they are.
Me and
but
Coach
I'm telling
don't fight because I respect Coach a lot. What I will say is this. Sam Darnold changes everything about this football team like he just showed. But not only about what he's doing on the field, you have a chance to win. People have to realize
that's right.
The Jets went into a bunch of games this year without Sam Darnold saying to ourselves, we got to just see if something works.
Right.
Well, with this guy, you implement the game plan that you know he can execute, and it depends on how well he executes that game plan. Only difference is this will be the hardest week he'll have to execute it probably against anybody in the league. But it can be done.
All right. It can be done.
No doubt.
I'm not Joe Namath. This is not a guarantee.
They'll have to create some turnovers, too, on defense.
And they might. Listen, speaking of the Patriots, they have suspended defensive end Michael Bennett because of conduct detrimental, according to our reporter, Mike Reese. The suspension is the result of a disagreement between Bennett and defensive line coach Brett Bielema last Friday after Bennett played just 11 of 50 snaps the night before in a win over the Giants. The Saints will be without their top nickel corner, PJ Williams, for the next 2 weeks. He has been suspended 2 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy, stemming from a January arrest that led to a guilty plea for reckless operation of a motor vehicle. And Oakland Raiders defensive tackle Trent Brown has been accused of multiple acts of domestic violence against his girlfriend as part of a civil lawsuit filed earlier this week. In the lawsuit, the woman accuses Brown of slapping, punching, and choking her on a number of occasions dating back to 2018. Based on the allegations, Brown could be subject to NFL discipline under the personal conduct policy. Josina Anderson back with us. And JoJo, I know you spoke with Ms. Marzette Sanders' attorney. What can you add?
Well, Wendy, I spoke to Joaquin McCoy, who's the attorney for Trent Brown's accuser, Dior Marzette Sanders, just about an hour ago. And he said that the next steps right now is for them to serve Trent Brown with a civil complaint. And thereafter, Brown would have 30 days to respond. They said that they plan to inform the court of their discovery process. And hopefully by the second process right there, they will get a trial date. Mr. McCoy also alleges per his client that after an incident in June, that she alleges that Brown used derogatory language and also hit her mouth. And thereafter that she is pursuing certain financial remedies for him under the Marvin law in California state. They said that they did try to resolve this issue peacefully, but did not get a positive result. And they are waiting to also hear from the league as far as their response as well. Wendy?
Josina, thank you. Oh, what a long, strange trip it has been. But this trip is headed to the West Coast after the standoff of all standoffs. Jalen Ramsey has been traded to the Rams. The Jags relented and sent him to the West Coast for a first-round draft picks in 2020 and again in 2021. Also a fourth-round pick in 2021. Here is the aforementioned Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey, 17 weeks. I'm checking in after a huge, big day for me. Been traded from the Jacksonville Jaguars to the LA Rams. I'm currently just walking outside right now. I'm filled with joy. I'm overjoyed right now. God is the greatest. God makes no mistakes at all. No mistakes.